He's the man who does 40 hours of work in 30 minutes. It's the Bud Miles Show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Bud Miles, voice for the voiceless, voice for the 1%, a voice for the millionaires, and soon, a voice for you future millionaires. How are you doing out there? I really don't care. What I do care about is what's going on in this great nation of ours. Things getting worse for the NFL. Not sure if you heard, the offensive lineman coach of the Miami Dolphins caught doing lines of cocaine. It's probably why he's a line coach. His mistress, of course, turned the tapes over to outlets of news. I think because she's angry with these NFL players kneeling for the national anthem, disrespecting our country, our flag, and our soldiers. That's what this is about. They hate America. They hate you. Even though they're millionaires, they hate you, millionaires. Also in the news, Rex Tillerson, the scourge that runs the Secretary of State office, referred to President Trump as a moron. Can you believe that? Calling Donald Trump a moron. Where in the world would he get an idea like that? Well, the president shot back with authority, challenging Rex Tillerson to an IQ test. Wow. You don't challenge someone to an IQ test if you are a moron. So we'll get We will get to those two stories later in the show. But for now, the great Donald Trump is taking his fight against fake news head on. He is threatening to shut down NBC and any other American network if they peddle fake news. Quote, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. That was his tweet. Succinct. Perfect. To the point. His tweet came in response to a story written by NBC, which said that Mr. Trump had sought. See, right there, Mr. Trump, he is President Trump. Right there, fake news. But I'll go on. Mr. Trump had sought to increase America's nuclear arsenal tenfold after taking a look at a briefing slide that showed steady reduction of the U.S. nuclear arsenal since the 1960s. The story cited three officials were reportedly in the room when Mr. Trump made the comments. Name those officials, NBC. You don't? This is fake news. You always name your sources. Or else they're not sources, as far as I'm concerned. Quote, fake NBC News made up a story that I wanted a tenfold increase in our U.S. nuclear arsenal. That was a Trump from Mr. That was a Trump from Mr. Tweet. Ha ha ha, I kid. That was a tweet from Donald Trump himself, the President of the United States of America. The President has regularly targeted news networks critical of him since January because the criticism is false. If you have true criticism, we'll take it. False criticism? He gave a press conference as president-elect and shouted down at a CNN reporter as fake news. The term, which Donald Trump says he invented himself, has since become one of his go-to name-callings or whatever of the media. Because that's what they are. They're fake news. I mean, real news is something you can agree with. Fake news is something you disagree with. And so far, NBC, ABC, and other news organizations have not released statements about this because they're shaking in their boots. Well, kudos to the President, Donald Trump, for taking on these fake news organizations. Pull their licenses immediately, sir. Not mine, and definitely not Fox News, but ABC, NBC, CBS, TBS, A&E, sure, take theirs. MTV, they peddle music to the kids. Take that license, too. What other ones? USA? No, that is America's channel. It's the home of pro wrestling. God bless America. Only. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups.
Back to the Bud Miles Show, and I'm your host, Bud Miles, and if things in the NFL could go from bad to worse, they just may have. I'm not sure if you saw. Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster was caught snorting cocaine. A video he sent to his girlfriend, Kiwana Nijay, who is a Las Vegas model, and she has said that Chris used me as his cocaine platter. Now, she says he basically sent me a message saying anything I plan to do or try to harm him will be turned over to his job security team. And so I'm going to play this damning and shocking video for you.
Meeting and doing this before I go. There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot. What do you think? Crazy? No, babe. It's gonna be a while before we can do this again. Because I know you're gonna keep that baby. But I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you, how high we got together, how much fun it was. So much fun. The last little bit before I go to my meeting. Was that f***ed up yet? You think? I think not. I wish I was looking this.
Now, on the phone lines right now, I have Kiwana.
Hi, bud.
Hello, Kiana. Nice to have you here. And Chris, the line coach of the Dolphins. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Glad we could have you here.
Hey there, bud.
Now, Kiwana, why release the tape?
Well, you know, bud, it was really important to me, especially with all the controversy in the NFL right now, that, you know, people know that this is the least of the NFL's problems.
Yolanda.
God, he's like this all the time.
Is this what you're dealing with?
Every day.
So, do you like rock salt? And I like candy.
Okay.
Fudgesicles.
Now, Chris, you are a line coach, and in the video, you are snorting lines.
Well, you know, bud, I do like paratrooping soldiers. That's the way to. So, Tootsie Rolls. Do you like Tootsie Rolls, bud?
I do not, actually.
Yeah, bud. Whitewater rafting is dangerous.
It is. That is true. Now, Kiwana, all the time, huh?
All the time. It's absolutely the most embarrassing thing ever. I can't take him anywhere.
Now, Chris, you're married.
Yeah, she's a doll, like a dolphin.
Now, you've subsequently lost your job.
I did?
You did. I hate to inform you of that, but you were fired by the Miami Dolphins.
Well, you know, bud, that's okay. I got Chernobyl over here. She treats me real good. Gets me the McDonald's when I want it. And, you know, I really do like a good old Hot N' Now burger.
And Hot N' Now has been out of existence for close to a decade now.
It has?
Wow.
Now, Kiwana, is this to...
I like putting pepper on my corn, bud.
I do too, actually. It's
pretty good.
Fresh ground pepper?
Yeah, definitely pepper. And so I went bowling like yesterday and... I threw a baseball. It was pretty good, bud. And, you know, and then I went snorkeling.
All in one day.
All together.
That is impressive.
Yeah, but
I can see why you were a coaching.
Wow.
Now, Kiwana, was this in retaliation to players kneeling?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as an African-American woman, I think that the NFL has bigger problems than, you know, players kneeling. You know, if more people knew what coaches were doing on their off time and showing up to games, I honestly don't think that he would even show up to a game and know any of the words to the national anthem.
Neil Peart! Yeah! I love Rush. Rush is good. I gotta rush in my brain.
Now, there's... One thing I frown upon, it is, of course, drug use. I find it infuriating that people would do drugs, especially on the job.
Oh, say, can you see my tortilla?
That is an alternate version, I assume. Is that the extended remix?
I'm pretty sure that's the Canadian national anthem.
Yes.
Don't take Tupac away from me.
Now, Chris, apparently you have knocked over some of your things.
Showed that bitch who's boss. Released my tapes, you gallimander, you, what's your name again? Okinawa, Japanese.
Kuwana.
Oh, yeah, I love Asian sushi.
According to your tape, yes, you wanted to lick the cocaine off of that area.
Yeah, that sounds good. Fine sugar.
What was this habit up to?
You know, it was just before every single game, he had to snort a couple of lines. And, you know, then when the game was over, God forbid that they win, you know, it was even worse. It was all night, just cocaine, all night. And he would do lines off of my body. It was insane. He really has a problem.
Now, Chris, are you going, now that this has occurred and your career has been knocked around, what are your plans? Rehab, perhaps?
What's rehab? Well, hold on a second, bud. Hold on. I'm gonna find myself a nice girl.
Chris, you're married. You have a nice girl.
And a side piece.
Yeah, you have two nice girls.
What's her name again?
Kiwana.
No, the one, she makes me, tater tot cast. Oh, but I'm so hungry.
I did not realize cocaine gave the munchies. You learn something new every day on the show.
Oh, I'm going to add this to my coffee in the morning.
That's probably a very bad idea.
Well, you know, bud, every day you wake up and listen to some Tupac and that song. Hey, by the way, Balenciaga or whatever, what do you think of broccoli?
I mean, I think it's delicious, but I don't think that has any relevance.
Skydiving is pretty dangerous, I think.
True. You're not saying anything that I can actually refute or agree with or understand.
Oprah Winfrey was always right.
About what?
About what?
Now, your stance on... How do you stand on kneeling, Chris?
Well, it's hard to stand and kneel at the same time. But, I think that Neil Patrick Harris is a fine young man.
This interview has gone off the rails, so to speak.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Kiwana, I want to thank you for doing justice for America and bringing this to light.
Thank you, bud. It was really hard for me. You know, there were several threats made to me by Chris, but you know, I just had to put it out there.
Who's
regardless.
Chris?
That would be you.
I'm not Chris. I'm Dave.
Okay, Dave, Chris. Thank you, Kiwana. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, bud.
Now, Chris, I have some questions I need to ask you off the air.
Yeah, bud. I do love creamsicles. Skittles are pretty good, too. But tomahawks are pretty good weapons.
They are. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, us.
I hope you get your life together. After the break, we'll discuss Rex Tillerson calling Donald Trump a moron, and Donald Trump challenging him to an IQ test.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Bud Miles Show. That was one of the most interesting interviews I have ever taken part of. Fascinating stuff. It went off the rails quick, and we never really gained any traction on it. But sometimes it happens. But we need to go on, and we are going to go on with this. Rex Tillerson apparently, allegedly, called Donald Trump a moron. That is disgusting and disrespectful. But Trump fired back, the genius that he is, by challenging Rex Tillerson to an IQ test. And I actually have with me today Mr. Rex Tillerson.
A fine day to you, bud.
Thank you. Glad you could join us. Now, what's that, Liam? Line six, who is this?
Hello, bud.
Oh, it's my favorite. It's
Ronald Frump.
Excellent. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, bud. It's nice to be back.
Now, since I have both of you on here now, and I know Donald Trump is one of my smartest and intelligent callers, I'm going to present to you, Mr. Tillerson, a chance to take said test.
That's a mighty fine idea.
All right. So we'll go back and forth. Question number one will go to you, Rex. What war was Lieutenant Hiro Onoda ordered by his commanding officer to stop fighting in 1974?
The Korean War.
That is incorrect, sir. It was World War II.
That's okay. It's just one.
Now, Ronald.
Yes.
Spell cat.
Now, Bud, I want you to think about this. The question is not whether you know or do not know how to spell cat. It is that you know how to take a cat and involve the cat in the presidency.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is my answer.
Question number one goes to you. 1-0.
Well, we can keep going. That's fine.
Question number two. Mr. Tillerson. Whose assassination... I apologize, that was the wrong question. What Arab intoned, "I want a homeland even if the devil is the one to liberate it for me"?
Could you please repeat the question?
What Arab intoned, "I want a homeland even if the devil is the one to liberate it for me"?
I
Time's up. Question number two, Ronald. What are baby cats called?
You see, bud, a baby cat, they're very cute, they're very furry, and I like them a lot. The question you're asking me is what is a baby cat called, and I believe the correct term is a pony.
In some languages it is, therefore it is correct.
Now hold on a second. Something's not adding up here, bud.
There is adding up. It's 2-0. That's the only math that matters at this point.
Let's carry on.
Question number three, Mr. Tillerson. What cleric addressed the United Nations in English, French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, and Chinese in 1995?
Now, hold on a second. Was it Mrs. Hillary Clinton? These questions are not adding up here, bud.
They are adding up to you losing. Question for Ronald Frump.
Yes.
If I have six apples, and you have two apples, and I give you four of my apples, how many apples do you have?
I believe, Bud, that this is a trick question because I don't like apples, so I would not want any.
That is correct. If he does not want the apples, then he wouldn't take them, therefore.
Now, wait one gosh darn minute here.
Language.
These questions, they seem a little stacked here.
You're the Secretary of State, worldwide traveler. I'm giving you worldwide questions.
But they seem more in favor of Ronald Frump?
Yes.
Rex, let me just step in here. Please don't be mad because you're an idiot. Clearly, you are much less smarter than me and much less handsome and have much less hair and much smaller hands.
Much smaller hands. I've seen your hands, Rex.
Let's just keep this going.
Rex, what Uganda City's airport saw an Israeli commando raid rescue 103 hostages in 1976?
Hold on. You mean to tell me that I'm getting these questions that almost nobody would actually understand?
Time's
or
up.
What?
Let me guess,
Bud. The next question you're going to give Ronald Frump. Yeah, that's awfully convenient. You're going to ask Ronald, what's a hamburger?
Ronald, what is on a hamburger?
Well,
Jesus, Jiminy Crickets.
Well, Bud, you have to understand that I, Ronald Frump, of course, you know, I can't really answer that question honestly because I've never actually made a hamburger before because I am worth several $1 billion and I have people that do that for me.
That would be, as you have spoken, that was an unfair question that you asked Ronald.
Mr. Tillerson, are you trying to rig this?
My good sir, there is a rigging happening here, and it is apparent that it is not in...
Stop talking. You're fired.
Wow.
You can't fire me. You're not my boss.
Oh, but I am.
But you're not. You're Ronald... Wait
yes.
a second...
Question. Next question. Whose migraine headache vanished after he read Robert E. Lee's note of surrender?
Ulysses S. Grant.
That is correct. I'm stunned. This is unprecedented. Rex Tillerson got one right. Now.
I'm sorry. Can we get a recount? That seems mathematically inaccurate to me.
Let me look at this again. You only pronounced Ulysses with one S, and there's three S's in it. So it is incorrect. You're correct, Ronald. Good
catch. This is ridiculous.
Good catch.
I am the smartest man in the world.
It is proving out to be that way. What color do you get when you mix blue and yellow?
Now, wait just a damn minute here. You mean to tell me that you're asking me questions from figureheads from the 1970s, and you're asking Mr. Frump about colors?
These are randomly generated questions, sir.
It's randomly generated bullshit.
Language.
This is absolutely unacceptable, Bud.
This is.
Everybody knows that yellow, what were the colors?
Yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue. Yellow and blue makes, blello.
That is correct.
That isn't even correct!
That is correct. And you're interrupting?
I'm sorry, but if you take the words blue, and you take the words yellow, and you cut off the end of one, and you cut off the beginning of the other, and you take them together, it's blello. To me, that's just science.
Yeah. Haven't you ever had blello cheese?
It's my favorite.
It's tasty.
I'm surrounded.
One last question to redeem yourself, sir. What country's rampant political corruption was probed by the Manny Patu, or Clean Hands, of the 1990s?
It is apparent that by this game that all of the listeners can hear that the corruption is indeed in the United States of America.
Ronald?
Yes?
You want one last question, just to...
You know, I might as well. I like to show off.
What color is the sky?
Well, Bud, here's the thing. I am a man who likes to have a nice orange glow about me.
Correct.
So, when I look through my eyes, they're orange eyes, so I'm going to say that the sky is probably orange.
That is correct.
This is an injustice to me. This is an injustice to America. This is an injustice to your listeners.
Please, just stop talking.
You're embarrassing yourself, Mr. Tillerson.
You really are.
I can't do this. I'm done. This is ridiculous. This is an assassination of character. Ronald Trump, it is clear. We know. We can say who you are. You are definitely Donald Trump.
I don't know what happened. The line just dropped.
Must have lost him.
That's crazy.
That's a shame.
Now, I have one final question.
Yes. Is it a hard one?
This is an easy one, I believe.
Oh, excellent.
Because I've seen you in action.
Mm-hmm.
What should one not do during the eclipse?
Well, you see, Bud, during an eclipse, it is absolutely imperative that you remove any kind of eyewear and look directly into the beautiful act of nature that is happening before us. It's glorious. You know, I haven't been able to see so well since that, but I think I'm okay.
That's correct. One should not look into the sun.
Yes.
During the eclipse. Ronald, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bud. Anytime.
Thank you for putting Rex in his place.
Oh, please. It was a pleasure.
Mr. Tillerson is off the line, but... maybe we'll invite him back. Maybe we won't.
We won't miss him.
I don't think we will. Great show, everybody. Great to hear from Rex Tillerson and the offensive line coach of the Miami Dolphins and the various cast of characters we've had with us. You can write me at budmilesshow@gmail.com. Budmilesshow on Twitter. See you next week.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.